getting it, so I'll dance for a minute. So, and are we online, Jeff? Okay. So, if you're joining us online, we're glad that you're here. Yeah, that'll be fine. It's okay. Is it okay to be online? Okay, no problem. Yeah, no problem. So, no problem. All right. So, as we're waiting for the video, let me know when your thumbs up on that. I'll just share a little bit about our relationship with Pastor Rajan. Pastor Rajan was introduced to us in 2008 by our missionary, Doug Pearson, and his co-laborer, Pastor Carl Silva, in Mumbai. And so we were able to trek up into the mountains of we went into the Chitwan Valley and trekked up a mountain to a church that Pastor Rajan is associated with. And, man, it was a life-changing event. It was really good. On our website, if you scroll through the banner, there's a picture of a bunch of Asians eating. That's a picture from us on top of this mountain. Yeah, every 100 yards, we're like, are we there yet? And they're like, oh, it's just up the hill, just up the hill. And, several miles up the hill, we finally got there. It was quite strenuous. It was so strenuous that the Indians didn't make it, except for Pastor Carl Silva. Most of the Indians stayed down. They got tired and didn't make it to the top, but by God's grace, we got there. So that was our introduction. And then after that, we all got in the river and floated down the river together. And that was a good time. And so that's the start of our relationship was in Nepal, but his ministry was in its infancy then. And, since then has grown, dramatically. And I'm not overstating that. And so when I was there in 08, the doors were just opening, for some of the things you're going to see in this video, like, video, or at least at that time is radio ministry. Little did I know that his radio ministry would reach all the way over into places like Bhutan, where God would open a door for us later. So we were so excited for the opportunity to have him back this week. And so listen to his video, and then he's going to come and share with us after the video.
Greater Grace Nepal is a Christ-centered ministry committed to reaching the people of Nepal with the life-changing message of the gospel. With over 55 churches planted throughout Nepal, we are witnessing lives being changed, communities being transformed, and the gospel spreading even in the most remote mountain regions. Mountain Life Bible College is dedicated to training the next Greater Grace Nepal is a Christ-centered
on that and the projector. I guess we just had the projector up, so it should be working. But you think one more time, maybe? I'll tell you what, let's just do this. Pastor, why don't you just come and just share your ministry, and then when they get the video up, we can show it before the prayer meeting. Is that okay? Or would you rather wait on it? I see it in the back. Yeah, why don't we do that? Let's go ahead and why don't you come up. So give Pastor Rajan a nice introduction. He'll come up and share his ministry. Thank you, Pastor.
Greater Grace Nepal is a Christ-centered ministry committed to reaching the people of Nepal with a life.
Oh, good evening. It's a very pleasure to be here with you. And always, this SBF is praying for us in Nepal. Just we are unable to show the Jesus video right now, but we'll see maybe later. And I'm working in Nepal, especially we are started, Pastor Brand told that, you know, we started 2002 in the church. That time is a small church, maybe 12, 13 people. They are in the church. And God spoke with me to, you know, just especially church. Just I'm talking to you about what is church, you know, meaning of the church. Sometimes, you know, people are thinking about church means like a building, like that thing, you know, they are always thinking, oh, in Nepal also same thing. There is no building, there is no church. And I'm saying, no, biblically, church is, we are in the church. We are body of the Christ. And Jesus is the head and we are body. Wow, think about that. This is the important things every believer should know about that. You know, this, he is a head. We are body. Wow. Think about that. We are a Jesus body. People are thinking about that. And sometimes, you know, people are thinking about different things, you know, just the intellectually think, you know, I'm thinking earthly things. I'm thinking about, you know, just that things they are thinking about that. But, you know, just Bible tell us that, you know, so we have to think about who Jesus Christ is and who we are in the Christ. You know, we are in the body. We are in the Christ. This is the very important, church should know that. That's why I'm talking about, you know, it's early church, what they did that. We know that in a Bible. Just I'm talking to little bit about, you know, that today is a church need to two things. This is, you know, if we believe in Jesus, we need to two things have to do. If there is a, we are not doing that things, I say that we stop to church doing church. You know, just if they are not doing this thing, there are two things I'm saying. One is church need to preach the word of God, need to preach the, but read Bible and preach the word of God. This is the main thing. I say, before that, we need to pray. That means, you know, church need to pray. Wow, this thing reward that prayer. You know, sometimes we are thinking that, you know, prayer, you know, it's a prayer is a, only for the, you know, just believers are saying, Pastor, pray for me. Like, what? So what is prayer? What church need to pray? This is the important things I'm talking about that. You know, just I'm thinking about, you know, just First Corinthian church, you know, just, no, first century church, they are in Acts 2, 42, and we know that everyone, very good things, that verse, you know, 42, everyone know that. This is I'm talking about that. And they continue steadfastly in the apostle doctrine and fellowship and breaking of the bread and in prayer. Wow, there is a, we can see the four things, you know, just I'm saying that, you know, apostle doctrine means Bible. Church need to preach the Bible. And that's why in the SBF there is a Bible college. And we are same thing is doing in Nepal. You know, just we are, you know, Pastor Van, that time he visited in our country, that time we have only for the 4 or 5 churches. When we started Bible college, and we teach the Bible, and we teach the Bible, and 2015, we have 30 churches. Right now, we have 55 churches. Why this happened? We train people and sending the remote parts of the Nepal. This is the, our main things, you know, just we are doing that. That's why, you know, early church are doing these things. They are learning Bible in the, every home. You know, some people are, that's why, you know, SBF, I'm very happy for that, you know, SBF Bible producing, Bible printing and distributing. Wow. I receive Christ. I'm reading the Bible. Nobody shared me the gospel. I read Bible. And then Jesus changed me, my life. You know, this Bible is a very important thing in the church. This is the word of God. We have to preach. We have to talk people with Bible. And this is, I'm talking about that. And the secondly, we need to read. We need to preach the gospel. Pray and need to pray, need to pray. And church are lacking of the praying right now. You know, just I have something lack. I'm sick. I'm something happened. I don't have money. Oh, pastor, please pray for me that. No, that is not prayer. You know, in Bible, you know, we are thinking about that. Prayer is an important thing. You know, what Jesus talking about prayer. Think about that. You know, just Matthew 26 in a Garden of the Gethsemane. Think about that. You know, just Garden of Gethsemane. Jesus talking about that. You know, 26:49. He said that, watch and pray. Wow. Think about that. You know, just Jesus went to pray. Disciple, what they did that? They fell asleep. Sometimes we are open the eye and we are sleeping. We are not praying. God wants to do was and pray. Jesus talking about that. Why Jesus? You know, just in the Jesus, you know, he teach the prayer in Matthew 9. We know that. What he teach? You know, pray for that. You know, just his kingdom will come. And this is the prayer thing, you know, just in Christian life. You know, everything we need to do to pray. You know, church need to do prayer. Without prayer, we cannot do anything. This is why I'm talking about that. Every soul will be saved. Then we pray to go to preach the gospel to them. They will receive Christ. And without prayer, you know, I think, you know, so we are hearing about so many Christian, you know, just a biography. If you read that they in biography, you know, they are talking about what they are talking about. You know, just I'm hearing one of the, you know, Billy Graham talking about that. You know, what is the secret of your ministry? He's the one of the preachers. You know, this old, he preached to so many people in the his life. And what he say that? What is the secret of your ministry? And that's he say that prayer. And he said that three things. First things, prayer. Second things, prayer. Third things, prayer. Always we need to pray. And Paul is talking about also in the church prayer. Just Paul, what he said. That's I want to talk to you about, you know, just Ephesians 6. You know, he prayed that he writes so many letters in the Bible, you know, 13 letters in the Bible. And he's in the book of Ephesians, he's praying the three times. Think about that. He praying the three times in the book of Ephesians. Just I'm talking to about that. Okay. And Ephesians 6, actually, Ephesians, first we had to go to the first chapter. You know, I'm very sure I see that things, you know, just, and just Ephesians 1, 17, you know, just say that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of the glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him, the eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that you may know that the hope of his calling and what is the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Wow. Yeah. What he said that? You know, open their eyes. They can see why God call us. You know, he's thinking about that. Why I'm in the SBF? Why I'm in the Nepal? Why? You know, just people need to see that. Open their eyes. Sometimes, you know, we are not seeing that things. You know, we are here. You know, I'm here. I'm thinking about, you know, my mind goes, our inner man goes another parts of, you know, we are thinking that. No, this guy, watch and pray. Jesus talking about that. Watch and pray. You know, just Matthew 9, He's talking about 36 to Anwar's. You know, what is that? He saw the multitude of the crowd and he's compassionate. Why? People are going to die. Because without Jesus, everyone will die. Every people knows that. Without Jesus, everyone is died. And he saw that multitude, you know, they coming with Jesus. And he talking with his disciple. Pray for the laborers. Pray for the laborers. You know, right now, this condition in a church need to pray. You know, just always I'm thinking about that, you know, just people are thinking about earthly things. You know, this in the materialism, you know, big house, thinking about that, lots of money, and, you know, just everything, you know, think about that. But Jesus talking about, you know, just heavenly things. We are saved when we receive as a Savior, my Savior, Jesus Christ, we're saved. What does that mean? We are a citizen of the heaven. Philippians 3:20 say that our citizen is in heaven. Wow, think about that. You know, this is earthly things, and that's why Colossians 3:1-3, what Paul talking about that. Your mind, think about heavenly things. Don't think about these earthly things. Sometimes people are thinking about earthly things. Preach the gospel, not for the earthly things, it's the heavenly things. Jesus compassionate see the crowd, and his wealth, he saw the very wealth there, and then he pray for the laborers. And the disciple are very, you know, he think about differently. You know, always Jesus wants to show them to heavenly things, but disciple are saying that this thing. Oh, there is no food. You know, this is something, you know, he wants to do, feed the two fish, two loaves and two fish to 5,000. And they say, it's impossible, God. Jesus, impossible. He is thinking about, you know, always thinking about earthly mind, intellectuality. You know, just I know that. Sometimes we are forget to pray and we are thinking about that things. This is the why I'm talking to this thing, you know. Just prayer. That's like close your, in Matthew 6:6, close your door. And only your relationship with God and you. That's why we need to close our eye. That means, you know, close eye means, you know, our thinking not goes outside. This is a praying thing, is Jesus are talking about that. That's why I'm talking to little bit about that, you know, just what they're understanding. Who I am. They are understanding why I came in this earth. They are understanding what Jesus did on the cross. This is the main thing we need to understand. Who we are in Christ. And what can I do when I say I receive in Jesus Christ. Well, you know, we know that in the Bible. We can see that. Any disciple Jesus called Matthew. What he did. He left his tax collector box and he went. He's not thinking about that things. He's thinking about he's coming from the heaven. He's a savior. He see that, that's left everything. And Peter and John, they left their net and their boat. They live there and they follow Jesus. And we know that we need everything, you know. That's why Matthew 6, what he's talking about, 25 to 33, what he said. Don't think about what I'm eating, what I'm wearing, what I'm doing. Don't think about that. But seek first the kingdom of God. Seek Christ. Seek Jesus. And this is I'm talking about a prayer. This is the, you know, Paul writes in Ephesians 1:18, open their eyes and they can see the why Jesus came. And that means, you know, just we need to preach the gospel to them. Preach the gospel. Pray. Open. And then he pray in the chapter 3. Okay, I'm talking. Chapter 3. Okay, little bit. Yeah, chapter 3. And Ephesians 3, 17, that Christ may dwell in your heart by faith, and you begin rooted in the grounded in love, may able to comprehend with all saints what is the breadth and length and depth and height, and to know the love of Christ which passeth knowledge, that you might be filled with the fullness of God. Yes, this is thinking over that. You know, what he prayed that, I know. That's a 16, I'm praying. That the Lord grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened in the might by his spirit in the inner man. This is thinking about inner man. You know, I think, you know, I'm talking to, about that, you know, just earthly seeing, and, you know, just sometimes what we are seeing, like the, we, our eyes in some other place, seeing other things. Similarly, yeah, inner man, he's talking about inner man. You know, we are here sometimes that our inner man goes somewhere. That's why you understand that your inner man also, you are praying. You're totally, you know, your body, your spirit, and that also you are doing the together to pray with God. This is the, that's why inner man, you understand that what Jesus is doing for you. That's, you, we need to understand. That's why Paul is talking, praying for that. Wow. He's praying for this efficient church. He's a good church. That church, he's praying for that. Wow. Think about that. You know, he's praying for a church. They're open their eyes and open their eyes, and they understand their inner man and what is the length, what is the depth of the love of Christ. People may understand that thing. People that they understand that thing, what they think. That's why the disciple understand that thing, left the boat, net, tax collector, box, money, everything. No. I follow Jesus. Wow. Jesus is a savior. Wow. That's our main things, you know, just prayer. Then in he's praying in this chapter 6. You know, he's praying before that, you know, just he's talking about, you know, verse. I'm talking to 10. I'm talking to what he say that. Finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord. You know, just be strong in the Lord. What is means by be strong in the Lord? Everything, you know, just I'm talking to today, you know, some people about, you know, just when I receive Christ as a Savior, you know, my family is a kick out for me, my home. And my father is a kick out from me. What I'm saying that, my father. Oh, I got a heavenly father. I have a heavenly father. This means all the powers, you know, children, some children, you can, some small children, they fighting each other. And what he say? Hey, I'll ask my dad. He thought that his dad is a mighty. His dad is everything he can do. He thought that I'll tell you my daddy. Why is he saying that? You know, this is children are thinking. You know, we are also same, you know, just that's why Jesus talking about that. You know, just think about that. Mighty in his power. Who is he? Who is he? That's a prayer subject. I'm talking to prayer about church. You know, right now church lacking of the prayer. They are not praying. He's our heavenly father. He created this whole earth and heaven and earth. He's great. He's everything, you know, in his feet. He's a mighty, almighty God. Oh, we say in the prayer, oh, almighty God. But something not happened to me. Oh, God, what happened? What happened? I'm praying like that day and night. I pray. It's not happened. You know, this is our understanding. But Jesus talking about that. You know, just Paul talking about that. Why? You know, be strong in the God. That's why, you know, just I have a God. I have a Father. I have a Heavenly Father. I have a God. And this is his prayer, you know. And then he said that where the all, you know, just all weapon of the God. You know, just only Our fight is not for the flesh and the earthly things. That's why, you know, that's where all the weapons, you know, just that's the truth. Jesus Christ is, where Jesus Christ? Truth means Jesus Christ. You know, that all that is the defensive armors, not the offensive armor. You know, the bell is not offensive. Some people say that something had to open the bell and no, this is defense. I can stand with God. You know, prayer people, truth depends on the truth, not upon their belt. We have a truth belt. That's why we need to that truth always. You know, just sometimes we say the lie things, and I don't like, you know, just a small man. Some men think, oh, I mean, sometimes, you know, just people are saying in Nepal, like I'm talking to this, you know, Nepal. I don't know US, but you know, just Nepal. They came in late. What they say that? Oh, in the Harrisonville traffic. I want to come at the right time, but there is traffic. That's why, not me. That traffic give me the late. You know, just blame others. We don't want to speak truth. This is a human nature. This is Adamic nature. But we have a Jesus Christ. We have a Holy Spirit. That's why even when we say, that's why we have to say the truth. That's a veil. This is a veil. You know, just we are praying. We have to be the truth. You know, veil is the truth. And then he's talking about, and that's a suit of the gospel, peace of the gospel, peace. You know, just good news. Other things I'm talking to, but what is good news? You know, always our God, Jesus loves the world. He wants to save the world. He is these things. And always we are thinking about, you know, just that's, and then other is us all talking about the seal of the faith. That's and a helmet of the salvation. This thing you're thinking of that is for the, not for the offense. It's a defense. No, we are not helmet to put the people like offense. We are not doing that. That's a defense. We have a salvation. Wow. Why we are worried? We are saved people. You know, Paul talking about that. That's why you need to wear up the helmet of the salvation. Wow. Salvation. We have salvation. Then sword of the spirit, that is the word of God. That is also offense. You know, Jesus offends the, you know, the Matthew 4, Satan testing Jesus. That's why he offends that word of God is the sword. That's why we want to do that. And then, lastly, some people are not counting this is that things, you know, just, but you know, we are counting that. There's a prayer. Listen, 18. Praying always. This is also not defense, it's an offense. Prayer. If something happened, prayer. That's why we need to pray. This is, I'm talking to you after that. Prayer is a prayer. Prayer always with all prayer and supplication. Listen carefully. What he said that in the prayer. In the spirit and watching thereunto with all prevalence and supplication for all saints. All saints. Listen, 19. And for me. Wow. Why Paul say that for me? You know, he's saying what he say about for me pray. You know, this is just I'm talking to with like this here. Then utterance may be given unto me that I may open my mouth boldly to make known the mystery of the gospel. Wow. He's what, where he was that time? In the jail. He's never say that God, open my chain. God opened jail door. He never said that. He said that, open my mouth. Do I speak to preach the gospel to people? He's praying for that. I'm surprised. Think about that. He's in the jail. This is jail is not for the 21st century jail in the U.S. No, this is a 2000 years ago in Israel jail. Think about that. How was that? He's not talking about open door for the me for the jail. What he said that? He knows everything is clear. That's why I'm talking to his listen. And for which I am the ambassador in the bonds. He's talking that. I have a sin, but I don't want to. They bond me, but they don't bond my mouth. That's why I can speak the truth. I can. Please pray for me. I can share the gospel to the people. And what Jesus talking about that in Matthew 9? He saw the multitudes, and he's talking about prayer. This is the important thing for the nowadays church, in America, in Nepal, all over the churches need to pray. We don't want to lack of the. We are not lazy in the prayer. So many times in the Bible, Revelation to Genesis to Revelation, you can see so many people pray. God gave the answer to prayer. And one of the men asking me that, I'm in the Utah, and one of the lady, he asking me, your ministry, when you pray and you pray and anything, you are not giving God, not giving answer to you. You remember that things, anything you have? I said, no. Because, just only I'm praying for the open door for the Nepali people who is going to. I'm not selfish. Selfish means I'm not thinking about Nepal. Why I'm thinking about Nepal? Because, just I'm talking about, all the boundaries. You are American? Yes, we are American. We are Nepali? Yes, we are Nepali. This boundary, this is a satanic attack. Divide by the people, they want to divide it people. You are American, you are Nepali, this is satanic attacks. But, that's why Jesus, what? Any man believe in Jesus Christ and John 1:12, he will be the children of the God. Not for the heathen. Our country is in heaven. Wow. Think about the heavenly citizen. Just in Nepali people, so many people wants to come in the U.S., and in Kathmandu, there is a U.S. embassy, and people are very long line to stay in the line for the interview, taking visa, and some people are weeping, and they are not getting visa. They come back like that because they don't know hope, but we have a hope. That's why we have our citizen in heaven. This is why I'm talking to that. Our citizen in heaven, that's why we need to pray. We don't think about earthly things. We don't think about these things. We are thinking about, that's why Paul is talking about, God, open my mouth. I can pray, preach the gospel. Wow. Think about that. What is gospel? What is gospel? What is good news? What is that? All the Bible talking about only that things. All human race, everyone is a sinner. No, there is no any righteous people in the earth who born in the this earth. They are sinner. Only all Bible talking about that. Some people say that do this. Bible is not talking about do this. No. No, his Bible is never talking about that. Do this. No, Bible is talking about that. Who is God? Why Jesus came in this earth? And all the Old Testament pointing to Jesus. He will come this earth and he will save all the people. Revelation 13:8 said, foundation of, before the foundation of this world, he died on the cross. He was, you know, that time already fixed. That's why Bible is talking about Jesus already finished his work for the paid every sin or sin in the cross. And then anybody receive Christ. This is a good news. That's why I'm emphasis for this, just we need to think about people. Maybe our relatives, maybe our country people, maybe our friends, they are without Jesus, they are going to hell. If I have money, I don't have a money. No different. If we have a poor, we have a rich, no different. We'll go hell if there is no Jesus. We are not receiving Jesus. That's why Paul emphasizes that, pray for I can open my mouth to, Paul is in the jail, and there is two of the soldiers, his hand, and other soldiers is here, and this is two sides. They change the four hours. Four hours they changed that, and he preached the gospel to them, and he's happy because four hours changed his people, soldiers, and 4 hours he preached the gospel. They received Christ and they goes, and other two people came in his name, and he preached the gospel. This is just I'm talking that, when I had an accident, that is eight years ago. I had a bike accident. I'm in the motorcycle back. I'm sitting someone, and my bike is just hit in the big truck, and my pelvis is broken by the four pelvic bone is broken, and they took me to the hospital. Listen, and I pray. I'm conscious, and doctor, I asked to doctor, please help me, because just Nepal. There is no money. Hospital is not doing anything. I'm an accident. Who are giving money for my hospital bill? And that's why they are waiting. 1 hour I'm saying, please, I'm very hurting. Please come to help me. My people will come. That they will give paid the money. I'm talking to that. But what happened? A doctor is not taking anything. And then what happened? I pray in that time, God, what happened? I don't know. They are not taking me. And our people came, and they ready to pay money. And then he gave me the injected for the painkiller and that dough. And then they finalize my pelvic bone is broken. That's why you need to operation. You have to deposit the 100,000 Nepali rupees. And my leaders and my son, everyone say, okay, do help. But something came into my mind. I pray God, and God said, "Hey, no, I'm not doing this hospital. This hospital is a selfish hospital. Without money, they are not doing anything. I don't want to treat in this hospital. Please take me that. I don't want to stand the 1 minute in this hospital. I want to go somewhere, other hospital." And they took me to another hospital. And that hospital is they put me in the one bedroom, not two bedroom room. They gave me the private room for the two bedroom. And still there is another man in that room. And he's crying, and his father is talking to me that, whole night he's crying. He's disturbing. Please select another room. But it's okay. I'm saying it's okay. I'm sitting here. And I'm sitting there. And then next morning he came, and he has a brother, three, four people in that there, they came with me. What happened? Today, nothing. He's not crying today. And what I'm saying, you know that, who I am? I am a children of God. I believe in Jesus. And that's Jesus is doing this thing. And I share the gospel to them, and they receive Christ. In the hospital, I'm hurting, but I preached. And then I'm happy to, I'm very happy to share the gospel. And after five, 3 days, what happened? Doctor finalized that all the four bone is the pelvic is broken. But if you want to sleep 6 months like flat sleep like that, I don't need to do the operation because you know, your bone is a very position. And that will be, that's why we pray. I mean, God join my bones. Nobody, not doctor. Not doctor. You know, just God did that, you know, just he did miracles in my life. And without operation, I healed and I came here. This is an 86-year-old boy. This is a prayer. This I'm taking your whatever. I'm preaching the gospel. Praying, preaching the gospel. Any our circumstances, any our anything, that's why I'm taking. Paul is talking about a prayer. You know, book of Ephesians, he prayed the 3 times. I'm talking to that. What is that he prayed? First of all, your inner eyes are open. You can see the truth. And then inner man see the, what is God work? And God open my mouth to preach the gospel. Wow. It's a good. Wow. Think about that. We are praying for them. Well, I have, a, you know, my neighbors have a good car. I'm driving this car 5-10 years. It's an old car. Oh, God. Don't think about that. Think about God. You know, just everything will get heaven. Bible talk about that. Book of Revelation, you are teaching that. Yeah. What they say that? In heaven, there is no tears. There is no hospital. There is no accident. There is no car. We are flying. Oh, think about that. Think about that. This is the, our position. This is I'm talking about. Why you need to simply, it's earthly, it's all the ugly things I'm talking to. This is ugly. You know, just you have drove the in Mercedes. That's not good, ugly. Better than Mercedes. In some hotels, I visit in some hotels room. Oh, this looks like, no, my father has a better than this room in the heaven. He's promised that. You know, John 14, 1 to 3. He said that, my father, I will prepare home for you and I'll take you there. This is our position. This is our thinking. That's why, you know, just we are need to pray. People are going to destroy. People are going to destroy. Why? They don't know Jesus. If we are not preaching, who will say about Jesus? That's why pray, first of all, pray. You know, just I'm saying that, you know, always I'm talking to go to you know, preach the gospel. First of all, I'm praying. Then I say that God open their eyes. They can see the truth. And I'm not speaking. My mind is not speaking. I'm praying. God speak with me from me. My intellectual. I'm thinking about that. I'm praying. That's why prayer, you know, Jesus said that, go and close your door, go there and their prayer. This is church need to pray and preach gospel. This is every church, that is church. Always I'm talking, church is not organization. Organization is a dead. Yeah, you know, UNO, being dead, that's a dead organization. Church is alive. Life. That's why, you know, just we are church. We are praying people. We are pray each other. We are help each other. This is the main thing in the church. I'm talking to that. Video. Okay. Amen.
Greater Grace Nepal is a Christ-centered ministry committed to reaching the people of Nepal with the life-changing message of the gospel. With over 55 churches planted throughout Nepal, we are witnessing lives being changed, communities being transformed, and the gospel spreading even in the most remote mountain regions. Mountain Life Bible College is dedicated to training the next generation of national pastors, evangelists, and missionaries located in the heart of Nepal. The college offers intensive theological and practical ministry training for students who are called to serve in their local villages or be sent into new mission fields. Graduates of the program are equipped not only with sound doctrine but also with spiritual maturity, reliances, and leadership skill needed to pioneer churches in spiritually unreached and geographical challenging regions. Our Hope Orphanage provides abundant children. Each child is cared for physically, emotionally, and spiritually by a committed team of caregivers. The New Hope School was established to provide quality Christian education for the children at the orphanage and for children in the surrounding community. Education, discipleship, and care are foundational pillars that prepare these children to become leaders and lights in their generation. Jesus Flame Ministry. The Jesus Flame is a powerful evangelism tool that allows us to visually share the story of Jesus in the heart language of the people. Teams travel to remote villages to show the flames outdoors, often to crowds who have never heard the gospel. Following each showing, pastors and leaders engage with attendees to share the message of salvation, praying with individuals, and building relationships for ongoing discipleship and potential church planting. Radio and TV ministry. In a nation where mountainous terrains often hinders travel and communication, radio and television are vital tools for spreading the word of God. Greater Grace Nepal produces and broadcasts biblically sound, culturally relevant programs that teach, encourage, and invite listeners to know Jesus Christ. This broadcast reaches thousands weekly, including those in remote villages, those who are illiterate and seekers who may not be ready to step into a local church but are open to hearing the truth through media. Microcredit program for pastors and missionaries. Recognizing the financial challenges that many local pastors and missionaries face, we have launched a microcredit program designed to empower them economically. Through small, low-interest loans, national workers are able to start small business or sustainable income-generating activities. This helps them support their families and remain focused on their ministry work without being burdened by financial instability. By supporting their livelihood, we enable them to continue serving their communities full-time with passion and dedication. Greater Grace Nepal invites you to partner with us in prayer, support, and action as we continue to reach the unreached, love the lost, and raise up leaders for the glory of God. Whether through sponsoring a student, supporting an orphan, funding a church plant, or join us on the mission field, there is a place for you in God's work in Nepal. Thank you.
Yes, I'm talking little about, you know, this in the video, we have a radio ministry. This is, we pray, God open door. I preach through radio, goes all over the Nepal. You know, this is a prayer, and God gave us the radio Nepal. Then we have a television ministry. I preach through television. This goes all over the Nepal. Then Jesus movie ministry. We show the Jesus movie. All things are preaching the gospel. Jesus movie. Our trained pastors and missionary goes there, show the Jesus movie. People doesn't know about Jesus. You know, we have an anti-conversion law, but you know, we are allowed to preach the gospel and teach the that things. And then I'm talking to you about that. We train people in the Bible college 4 years and then send them to remote parts of the Nepal. You know, what they learn in the Bible college, they learn who they are in Christ and who Christ is. They learn in the Bible college and they find out that they're open their inner eyes and they can see the truth and they go to the remote area to preach the gospel. This is our strategy. And then right now, you know, microcredit business, that means, you know, just our pastor need to survive their life and they start a small business like a grocery shop, pig raising, goat raising, like this type of the things that they are doing. And then we have orphanage or some of the people are helping from the hotline for the orphanage and that we have a 30 kids in the orphanage. And this year, you know, is starting to session and the school wants to sell. And then we purchase that school. And purchase means not for the building. The student and the license And the school things, you know, that things we purchase in the that things. We already purchased, we pray, God open door for that, and we able to purchase that things. This is a school. And this is my lastly request. You know, we started a school, everything we have, but we don't have only 30 students in the school. Please pray for the next year 100 students and next year maybe 200 students. I need that things. God will open door about that. That's why I need to pray. And then there is some money for the, you know, you'll get that things. You read that, there is a money, need that part per month, how much money we need that. Pray. God, our God is, you know, richer than everything. He's feet in the earth and he heaven and everything is his. He'll provide them. That's why I need to pray for these things in our school and pray for us. This is my request for the church. Please pray for that school. And you can take and pray and God will open door. Amen.
All right. I need to get the mic. Thank you, AV, getting that going. And thank you for those of you that are joining us online. Before we go to prayer, I just want to just say a few things about what we've heard. And I appreciate Pastor Rajan talking about prayer and how important it is there in Matthew 6, as Jesus had compassion to pray for the laborers of the harvest, that there'd be those that would go into the field. And open the inner, he talked about opening the inner man's eyes, right? Then he talked about opening our mouth to preach the gospel. And Paul says, hey, pray for me that I might preach the gospel as I ought boldly, as he gave us those three things, to open our eyes and open up our hearts and open up our mouths out of Ephesians there. So really good message, brother. I appreciate that. And one of the things that I want to just say and add to and underscore, this is our fourth meeting today. Pastor Rajan is filled with the Spirit and he's preaching and there's a lot of things that he's talking about and he is the real deal. You know, he shared I heard stories. I've known Pastor Rajan now for, 15 years or so. And, just his own testimony, and he's not understating it, the things that he's gone through and his admonition for us to really just consider eternity, consider the principle of prayer. It's important that we pray and we preach the gospel. You can boil his message down to that, but the reality is that, as he's kind of rebuking all of us in a gentle way about our prayer, and not just Heartland tonight. He's talked to people that are, today that are pretty influential. And he's like, hey, we need to make sure we're praying. We need to make sure we're praying. So I'm getting the message from the Lord. We need to make sure we're praying. We're fixing to do that priestly work. But this brother has experienced prayer. If I may, I just share a little bit of his testimony for those of you who are just being introduced to Pastor Pradeep. He was raised as a Brahmin. Born as a Brahmin. So that's the highest caste, priest caste for the Hindu religion. And so his father and he and his family were very zealous for Hinduism, very zealous for their identity as Nepali Hindus. That was the last, by the way, Hindu monarchy was in Nepal. And his family would have been, you know, associated with the kingdom and the king in Nepal, historically, I'm sure. So that's a big deal. That's his identity until he met the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. And he didn't do that through some ambassador that flew in on an airplane or came in a chariot out of heaven. He did it through a crazy man that was an acquaintance in his neighborhood, in his region, that was absolutely insane. And then suddenly he was in his right mind. And so it troubled Pastor Rajan before he was a pastor, to find out what changed this man's life, in a very coarse way. As he approached the man, he asked the man, did you knock on his door? Went and knocked on his door, you know, hey, what? How are you in your right mind? How are you no longer a madman? How are you no longer insane? In a very gruff and direct way, he just said, the Bible and Jesus Christ. Is that what he said? The Bible and Jesus Christ. And that was it. And so Pastor went away with that, the Bible and Jesus Christ. Troubled for 7 days, couldn't sleep for 7 days. Insomnia sets in on him. And all he could think about is the Bible and Jesus Christ. Now, at this time in Nepal, you couldn't just go and well, you still can't. You couldn't just go preach the gospel. It wasn't like he was going to turn on the television and watch some Billy Graham message. I mean, it just wasn't, you weren't even going to hear the name of Jesus. And so this man, God used this insane man who was made right, and just saying the Bible and Jesus Christ to convict Pastor Rajan. And so Pastor Rajan finally goes back to him and knocks on the door and says, do you have a Bible? The man was, you know, troubled that he even knocked on his door, but he did, and he gave you a Bible, New Testament. And so he read that New Testament. 16 days, he reads the New Testament. And the gospel was preached to him by the Holy Ghost by reading the New Testament, the Spirit of God, the Word of God. And he knelt down in his house and he asked Jesus to save him because he could see he was a sinner. He could see that Jesus Christ is the Savior of the world and that all men, even Hindus, need a Savior. And so he trusted Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior. And that changed his life, and it came a great sacrifice. His father disowned him. It took his wife 3 years to come to faith in Christ. And he had other sacrifices. As hard as those two were, I just mentioned, there were even greater sacrifices, over the course of his time. Today I was so convicted. He was sharing a story of when he was at the, you know, at that point, before he was saved, he was an accountant, and then he was no longer employed, because he's no longer able in that society to function at that level if you don't, you know, go along to get along. So, he didn't have any money, and he got a bag of rice. It was 2.2 pounds of rice for him and his wife. And as he was walking, it broke and fell on the ground. You know, we would all be going, oh God, why me? But he said, he was praying, and he says, sometimes God teaches you need to fast, you know? I was like, oh, that's deeply convicting. what goes along with fasting? Prayer. This man, when he talks about praying, he isn't kidding. He's had to pray. You know, the old, this is, none of you know this song, but maybe Amy, but you have to pray to make it today. You know, that's not just some MC Hammer, you know, line. That's really true. Like, you got to pray. He's had to pray, through all kinds of things every day just to make it. And the way to ministry, you watch those videos, he's not embellishing that. This God is using them to run a Bible college, an orphanage, an outreach to 50 different places in Nepal. You know, he's got a Bible college with, I think 30 students right now, 15 students, 25 students. Some of those are residential, students. So he's got all of these things, and now he's starting an elementary school, and he needs prayer. And all of that, this is what's, you know, confounding, as I'm even on the internet, you know, and everyone's like, aren't there anti-conversion laws in Nepal? You know, and he's on the radio and television. And the answer to that question is yes, there are anti-conversion laws. Yet our brother just proclaims the gospel and lets the Holy Spirit deal with people who receive it. So he's not out to convert anybody. He just wants to proclaim the power of the Lord Jesus Christ. And he's come here today to tell us to do the same thing. But he's also reminded us that we need to pray. We need to pray because the power is in praying the Lord of the harvest, that he sends forth laborers into his field, the people that will open up their hearts, that will open up their eyes, I should say, the eyes of their hearts, that open up their the inner man to the Word of God and be fully equipped so that they can open up their mouth boldly and proclaim the gospel as they ought. Even the great apostle Paul, after all of that, says, hey, pray for me that I preach the gospel as I. And he had to stand before Nero. And I'm sure that the Lord did indeed give him the grace that he needed at that time. So, thank you, Pastor. That was a good word. And, one of the things as he wrapped up, I want to just kind of highlight for you, and we can go to prayer, is, are we offline now? Okay. Why don't we just wrap this up and thank you for joining us at HBF. I'm going to get in the prayer list. So, thank you for being with us. Pick us up this Sunday or next week, and we'll be happy to, have you here at HBF in person as well. Come and join us on Wednesday night for prayer. We'd love to have you. All right. Thank you. So are we going off on that? Okay, thank you. All right, so he's asking us to pray for the school.